This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Well, here we are. We've got a bit of sun. Nice, fresh, a little bit of frost. No wind currently. We've had some wild wind and heavy rain. A little bit of thunder and some hailstones. It's that time of year. So a bit of everything. We had a tree down from the storm. Storm Bert. What a name for a storm, eh? Bert. Sounds very friendly, Bert. I've known Berts, but they've all been friendly. This one wasn't quite so friendly. Very wet. Real challenge for the UK. We got off very lightly. We were on the edge of it, really. But we had a tree down, and it's kind of considered by the alpacas to be fair game. And for us, please. Thank you. So they've been nibbling at the branches and think it's a conifer. I don't know why they would eat conifer particularly, but they seem to be, because it's there, you know. So they've been clearing with that. So it's chop it up with a chainsaw at some point fairly soon. But yeah, it looks like a bit of sun today. And then really cold tomorrow overnight. So, meanwhile, they're having breakfast. So this is the quiet moments as they're clearing off the food from the buckets. Where we've moved on from the chunky stuff, the muesli, to the chopped alfalfa. And they're quite enjoying it. Those in red coats, we got Hermione and Amelia with their red coats on, protecting them from the weather, keeping them warm, keeping them dry. They seem to be doing quite well with it, actually. But they also see me as the person to avoid. Oh, I'm sorry, can I straighten your coat? It's just a bit out of... No, don't want any of that. Thank you very much. Oh, dear. So Amelia keeps seeing me and running. She's at the far end away from me, the farthest a point away from me, but near where the food is. So that's fairly typical. But she's really been avoiding me and even left some of the food to run off to get away from me because thinking I was going to do something else. Oh, I'm sorry. But they're doing well with their coats on, so that's the cost of the benefit for them. So there we go. And we emptied some troughs that were full of water, which was nice because that meant I could scrub them out. All the stuff that builds up over time, over a few days. The little crumbs that get left and stuff, and you get a little bit of stuff that builds on the surface. So that got scrubbed out this morning, which is good. So that helps. But the ground up by those troughs is really wet. So it's a mixed blessing. But it's a bit of frost on the grass. Just a little touch. And some lovely, well, it's just hanging, coming off the lake. Is that mist? Is it looking so pretty? No, it's smoke. So there's a little bit of an inversion, a temperature inversion, which just kind of holds things like smoke down, doesn't let it escape. So it's been sort of trapped, and it's hanging near the colder air over the lake. It'll clear. It's already cleared from first thing this morning. So, and the swans are cruising around, and the moorhens doing their thing, and the little crowd of ducks that frequent here. So they're doing around. So lovely morning with sun still, and you wouldn't believe how much it was worth staying out of the weather we had over the weekend. But now it's really nice to be out. Yeah. So we have some sad news, unfortunately. Little Tabitha, the little nosy one who was always my shadow as I was putting the food out, and other times she'd come over and do a nose-to-nose hello. Unfortunately, we lost her. She died overnight in the middle of the cold, really cold weather last week. It was just too challenging. In the afternoon, I noticed when I did the afternoon feed, she was sat down. The others were feeding. I was like, okay. And came down. She came and sat on the mat rather than eating. So I was a bit bothered. Yeah. But left her feeding. Put a coat on her as well, and put some of the alfarae out, and she, the chopped alfalfa, and she was happily feeding. And yeah, so she was a little bit on my watch list, but not highly critically so. But yeah, I don't think she had enough reserves to cope with the cold weather overnight, or much more likely that there was something else going on as well, and the cold weather was just the final straw, as it were. So that's really sad. So we lost poor old little Tabitha. But yeah. So the goats were really quiet, as they always are. They were really quiet for a few days, very subdued, but they've kind of settled again. Yeah. It's tough, really, when these things happen, and it kind of goes with the territory a bit. Everyone should matter. Everyone should hurt, I think. And they do. Yeah. But it's because we care. It's because they're important. And we're trying to do the best we can, and we always kind of run through the things. What if? Could we have done anything different? Could we have? If only. Yeah. Which we need to do some of those questions and need to consider what it is that we could have done differently. What can we do now that's better going forward? What can we do to avoid something that's avoidable? But sometimes it's one of those things. Alpacas do hide. If there's any illness and things, they will tend to hide it because they're weakest ones, or more vulnerable to predators. Not that we've got predators bothering them here in the UK, but yeah, it's one of those things that you've got to know your animals, and you've got to take notice of those things that kind of go, ooh, what's this? Those little things, that they're not defined, they're not clear. It's just, I'm noticing something, not sure what it means yet, so I'll hold it and I will keep this in mind. And sometimes you do everything you can and it's still not enough. And it's just, that's how things are. Yeah. Sobering and challenging. But yeah, there we go. So we move on, and Sue's been doing a lot of the sorting of the fleece and the cleaning and the carding, and is going to be doing some work today with, hopefully, getting the fleece into the machine for felting and get it laid out. We've got a new resist which we're going to try in the machine and see how we get on with that. It's a challenge to let's not use bubble wrap because it's not good. Yeah, it has been useful, that's the thing, but it doesn't last very long, the process of the machines and the rollers and things going through it. It tends to wear out fairly quick, the bubbles burst, and it's just not doing its job anymore. So it's plastic, and you're disposing of it, and it's becoming not single use. It's more than that, but it's not something you can carry on. So what do you use instead? So there are other things that we're trying. So we're trying. Got a new piece of material which we shall see. So it's kind of like how you describe it, really. So it's for swimming pools. It's the layer you put on the top to keep the warmth in. And it's got some movable air pockets and things. And we shall see how it gets on, how we get on with that. Let's try to find an alternative for the setup that we've got and see what we can do. Still takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And scaling up from kitchen table production of crafty type things, which are really good and are really excellent to be doing and all the rest of it. But if you're going to scale up from that, it becomes more of a challenge to find something that works without jumping to sending it away to get it done at the expense of that, or investing in the machines and stuff that may or may not be out there. And there are some that were available and no longer available. People are doing different things. There's needle felting rather than wet felting. We've got a wet felting machine. And that gives us what we're looking for, but at the same time, it's trying to find that way of scaling. Always a challenge. So, holiday time approaching. Hey, by the time you get this, it's going to be almost, or you might even hear it, on Thanksgiving. So, happy Thanksgiving to all our friends over in the US who will be celebrating and gathering together and having food round a table, sharing it with friends, family, and those they care about, and being thankful. It's a good thing to do anytime, but it's particularly to have a time when we remember this. In the UK, it's much more focused on Christmas. We don't have Thanksgiving. We're not very thankful. No, that's not true. We are thankful. We are incredibly thankful for all kinds of things. We just forget to say it sometimes. So find a friend, find some family, say thank you. Tell them what you appreciate. Tell them that you love them. And enjoy the day. If you can, spend some time with your alpacas. You know, they don't understand public holidays. Thanksgiving is just another day for an alpaca. But you might give them something, treat or whatever. I tried to give treats at Christmas. I've given treats and they went down not well at all. They didn't like my treats. Oh, suspicious. Well, apple, eh? Don't normally give us apple. What are you up to? Or I have no idea what this smells like. It's not a normal food. I'm not going to eat that. It's all gone later. Somebody has it. But it's tricky to say, oh, let me give you a treat. Here's a carrot. Here's you know, you need to chop these things up small enough so they don't choke on them. You also need to introduce them in a way that they get used to having them. And mine don't get those kind of treats. They get other things. They get the flaked peas. That's my way of giving my alpacas treats. The micronized peas, rolled and dried, quick dried, and they just love them. Yeah, so they get mixed in, and they have an extra handful now and again as a treat. And whenever I do that, I'm thinking, who's this the treat for? Is this a treat for me to be giving them something, and that's the treat, or is it they're enjoying having this special? When anything you give them, they appreciate generally. Afterwards, at least, even if they don't take it from your hand, won't say, oh, thank you very much, just what we were waiting for. So yeah, have some time to grab some air and just reflect a bit. Reflection is such an important skill to develop, really. It's the thing that allows us to kind of notice things and then reflect on them. How could we have done that better? Counting our blessings. What are the things that I'm really appreciative of? This is good. I'm so glad about this. I'm glad that didn't happen. And there are other things. We have good memories of people and animals that we've lost. And they're good to be thankful for. And there's a good time over Thanksgiving to reflect, even if you're not in the US, to have a think and reflect and be grateful and to tell somebody how much you appreciate. So, yeah, have a good Thanksgiving. Catch you on the other side. And then we're still in the holiday season, I know, and Christmas approaching. We're past the 25th now here in the UK, so it's less than a month. Woohoo! It's just another day. And there's a lot of work involved. But, yeah. Take care. If you can, spend some time with your alpacas. And breathe. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.